Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't feel like they came out with a ton of new coach energy. It felt like the Falcons came out with low energy.
Why is
and
that?
I don't know.
Why? Because
I don't
this
know
is
why.
The thing. Because I got a chance to listen to Dave and Wes.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the coin toss and Grady and the players not even shaking hands and everything after the coin toss. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Okay,
it's personal.
Okay.
Let's go.
Good.
So that's what I'm saying. If it was that personal, then how do you come out as flat as you did?
Because they seemed flat, right?
Yeah. And I'm just like, how does that happen? You're in a rivalry game in this building.
Yeah.
You know, and you can say what happened last year if you want to put that as a motivation, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
You know, and I know that early on, and maybe that could have took them out because of how long the Saints were possessing the football. I don't know. But it was just bad. It was flat. I mean, you saw some good things in the passing game later on when they got it going.
Sure.
But it didn't result in a lot of touchdowns. I mean, obviously, Bijan with the runs, with the hell of a run that he had. But, yeah, just like when you were moving, like you said, you were moving the ball. It just wasn't, like, effective when you needed to be effective.
Yeah. I mean, this was one of our keys on Friday. We said it differently, but we were saying the same thing. Start fast.
Yeah.
Like, if you're worried about that new coach energy or whatever, go
punch
out there
him in the mouth.
Ready to rock and punch him in the mouth, and they didn't do that. Like, they got off to a really bad start. Like, Kirk was 1-for-5, no yards, couldn't get anything going, and then still – second quarter, third quarter, most of the fourth quarter, they did a really nice job getting drives going, possessed the ball, ended up with 10-minute more time of possession in the game, which is crazy given the way the first quarter went. Outgained them, ran more plays than them, and would have won if they would have just made some field goals.
That's it. Like, make some kicks.
Still wouldn't have played great, and we would have been on here like, all right, maybe
you
clean
fine.
This up,
you
clean
get
up.
Out of there with a win.
Exactly.
You get out of there with a win.
Exactly.
And this doesn't diminish, or I'm saying diminish, not does it knock you out of contention to win the South. You're still going to win it. But at the same time, it's just like, damn.
Right.
Like, that was the first thing you would think about is like all this good credit and everything like that that they've gotten is it went away.
Mm-hmm.
It went away. And I mean, and not to say that the outside public and everything like that cared about the Falcons anyways, but this just lets them know even more. This put that even more on.
Every time they think about being like, oh, maybe, because remember we talked about this last week,
yes,
early in the week about after beating the Cowboys, because you just get more eyeballs,
yes,
when you play a game like that. Some of the narratives seem to have shifted nationally to, oh, maybe this is a team that we need to take a little bit more seriously. And then you go out and have a performance like that, and it's like, oh, never mind. No, we don't. We'll just sort of let them play in the South and take care of business against those guys and then, you know, check in on them if we need to. But they lose a handful of games already this season, Seahawks and Saints both, where you just didn't come out.
You didn't come with that. Oh, you always talk about your hair on fire and all those different things.
You played, I don't know.
Like, don't be a counterpuncher.
I don't know how to explain
it. You know what
I
mean? Don't be a counterpuncher.
It's so unusual.
Yeah. I mean,
in a 17-game season where all the narrative was new coach energy, new coach energy, new coach energy. Don't let it affect you. Come out fast. All that kind of stuff. And I guess it's one thing to say it and it's another thing to do it. But, yeah, I mean, look, winning the South is one of the goals.
Yes.
Maybe it's the goal.
Maybe.
Depends on who you talk to.
Bunk.
Not for me. I always thought this team was good enough to win the South, and then what?
Yeah.
Like that and now when they have performances like that and other performances in the season, it's like, all right, they're good enough to win the South, and maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Unfortunately. It's too bad.
Maybe this. I mean, you don't want to ever be a prisoner of the moment, but the moment was just yesterday, and it looked like ass.
Yeah. I mean, they've played 10 games now.
And,
like, we
pretty much though, you're going to have these like that.
Of what this team is like.
And that's the frustrating part about it, is because you want them to be able to take advantage of it. Yeah, teams have lost – to the teams that they're not supposed to. I mean, hey, look, the Ravens lost to the damn Raiders.
They did. The Browns.
And the Browns, you know. And so, I mean, things like that does happen. But, you know, we don't cover any damn team. We cover this team here. And I really thought they were going to, you know, see if they could figure out how to muster up enough to go down there and get this win in an emotional but depleted team. And they just weren't able to do it. Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan.
He was saving it.
Woo! Was he saving it?
I don't know.
Because
or is Caleb just...
He whipped Caleb's ass all game.
All game.
All game. Mm. You know, and then we talked about the other guy.
Luckily, he didn't play that many plays.
Yes. But when,
when he was on the field,
yeah.
Caleb was like, oh, crap, it's Cam Jordan again. God, I know. He looked like he turned back the clock five years on Caleb McGarry yesterday.
And then you look at it, you know, we said, you can't. There's another guy over there who I think is going to be a Hall of Fame player. You put the ball in their area, he's going to go get it. Talking about Tyrann Mathews. Yep. He gets it over the middle. You have a miscommunication. Kurt leads Drake too far. Yep. And it's a pick.
There
and so,
is.
I mean, just the unfortunateness of the whole game. But, yeah, I'm with you. And I said it yesterday, Bunk. It's like, okay, we know they're talking about running the South and all those different things. I said, that's fine and dandy. That's what y'all are doing right now. But what do you want to do after that? Is it all about winning the South, getting a home playoff game? And then what? I mean, because we talked about it yesterday, this is a situation where you're so far ahead of everybody in the South. Is this more or less seeding in the NFC conference? Now, we'll talk about Detroit. Yeah. I mean, for a team to win and do five damn picks, you know, against a playoff, I guess, caliber team. I don't know what the world's going on in Houston. They still can't block nobody. And they got a lot of injuries on defense.
They were up what 26 to
they were up.
Three?
Yes. They were up.
26-7?
They were up.
And then Detroit was like, all right, enough messing around.
Yes.
And then slowly but surely, Ben, Texans got screwed by their kicker as well at the end of that game. He misses it. But, it's – to me, that's kind of where I was leaning after the last couple of weeks. Felt like you woke up and maybe that Seattle loss was the, okay, we're capable of this any weekend if we're not careful.
Correct.
And you can maybe start thinking about, all right, seeding. You're going to win the South. 4-0 in the division, win that game, to be 5-0. Think about where he'd stack up against some of the other teams. And then a little bit back to earth.
Yep.
A little bit back to earth.
And it don't get no easier
I know.
You're talking about going to Denver with
Denver's,
that pass rush unit.
And that just defense in general.
With that defense right there.
Because they should have won yesterday, too.
Yes, they should have. And, you know, obviously a block kick and things like that. But, I mean, you talk about that. And then this young quarterback's playing really good.
Playing efficient.
He's playing really good. Yep. A guy who has a hell of a lot of athleticism. And Sean Payton's doing a good job of allowing him to do that. So, yeah, it's not going to get any easier for the Falcons right now. But you got to regroup and, you know, see what you can figure out, muster up, and all those different things. Because you tricked one off, man. It is what it is. Ain't no way of looking at it. That was just a bad performance by a team who should have, I would have thought, would have had more energy to start the game.
I would have.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.